questions for us. And we have Robin Alden and staff from Penobscot East Resource Center.
Good afternoon. Thank you for allowing us to reorganize our the order and be a little later than we planned. I'm Robin Alden, and I'm the Executive Director of Penobscot East Resource Center in Stonington, Maine. We're an organization that was founded in 2003. We grew out of an organization called the Stonington Fisheries Alliance that was a group of fishermen who had ended up frustrated that they hadn't been able to make any effort, any real progress on federal fisheries management, and basically grouped up and said, can we do something locally that will be good for the future of fishing? And after operating for 4 or 5 years, a group of us within Stonington Fisheries Alliance decided that we really weren't going to make the kind of impact that we wanted to have if we didn't start to be more than a volunteer organization. So since then, we're a nonprofit that's on the waterfront in Stonington. We've got 9 employees. And our mission is really simple. It's to secure a future for both fisheries and fishing communities in eastern Maine and beyond. And the idea is that communities, Maine is really unique because we have lots of small scale, as if you look at it globally, small scale fishermen who are making a living fishing. And that's an asset that we want to make sure continues into the future. And we recognize that that's going to take a lot of work, and most of all, a lot of work with fishermen working with DMR in particular, government in general, and the scientific community to basically take the knowledge and the observations that fishermen have and learn how to work together with government to make sure that we have sustainable fisheries and that we have a sustainable fishing economy. There are a couple of other things I want to say about Maine, which is the good things that we have right now. The fact that lobster has been in the incredible period of growth means that we, unlike any other state in the U.S. and actually both provinces on both sides of the Canada. We've got lots of people who really care about fishing. That's something that really matters. It doesn't make your job any easier because people don't always agree when they start out. But it does mean that we really have something worth saving. The flip side of that is that right now we're terribly lobster dependent. And so from our very beginning in 2003, we've been focused on how to diversify opportunities and make sure that we are working in other fisheries that are going to build out the resilience in the business itself. So that issue of being able to diversify, I wanted to bring your attention to. I wanted to bring your attention to the fact that we are working in licensing, and Carla Gunther, who will speak after me briefly, is going to talk a little bit about our licensing work that we've done to date. It's obvious that there are going to be some changes in licensing in Maine fisheries in the near future, just because there are fisheries that are closed, which is an untenable way of having a future of fishing, if that alone will make some changes. There's some really important issues to think through in that, and we've been working for 4 or 5 years now, starting to build the ideas behind that discussion. The other thing that's happening in fisheries, obviously, is climate change. I'm sure you've heard a lot about it today. We think that that is another reason why our approach of co-management or fishermen's involvement in the decision-making and the observations and participating in the science is essential. If you've got rapid change happening on a very localized basis, you need feedback loops. So in your packet, you've got a Maine Association of Nonprofits write-up of the scallop co-management work that's been happening in the state. This is not something we've done ourselves, but we've been part of the process that has happened with the Department of Marine Resources and numerous scallopers throughout the state. Our role has been like the grease in the machine, helping to facilitate conversations, helping fishermen think through ideas before they go and talk to the department. And the last, we're ending right now the last 3 years of this first round of scallop co-management. And the state now has a scallop fishery. Some of you may have seen the article in the Portland Press Herald this weekend. It's very exciting what's happened. It would never have happened without that incredible collaboration.